1500 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the first morning of June, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by local Emporia Mason Dave Hendricks, as Dave is in to talk about free cancer screenings that will be offered by the Emporia Masons at the Emporia Masonic Lodge coming up here this weekend. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're all right. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Good deal. Well, you've got this cancer screening coming up on Saturday. Before we talk about the times, the location where this is going to be, talk a little bit about the run-up to this. How exactly is this coming to Emporia here? What's leading into this here today?
Absolutely. So the Kansas Masons and KU Cancer Center have had a partnership since about 1974, when we realized that we needed to help them achieve their goal of finding a cure or prevention for cancer. Over that time period, we've contributed over $30 million in that effort. And in 2004, we partnered with what the newly created entity called the Midwest Cancer Alliance, which has recently been renamed the Masonic Cancer Alliance, and that's the outreach arm of the KU Cancer Center. So since 2004, KU and Masonic lodges around the state have been conducting free cancer screenings hosted by local lodges and conducted by the staff of the KU Cancer Center. And this is actually our third time to host this event in Emporia.
Yeah, it is. I tell you what, something that's really nice that is offered, and we hope that people can take advantage of it. This will be coming up Saturday, June 5th. Give us the time and where the screenings will take place, Dave.
Absolutely. So, like I said, Saturday, June 5th, from 9 to noon at the Emporia Masonic Lodge, which is located at 424 Merchant Street. A little different this year. The previous screenings have been kind of first come, first serve. But KU Med is still under COVID protocols. And so this year we are requiring people sign up for to register.
How can they do that, Dave?
Yeah, so it's a little bit convoluted, but there is a link, a Facebook link. And I'll give you that link, and I know you guys have a copy of the poster, but it's bit.ly/ Emporia Cancer Screening 2021. And we apologize for that, but, you know, KU is the boss right now, and so, you know, we're doing what they tell us we need to do.
Well, we'll get that link up on our website, so it'll make it easy for people if they just want to log on to KVOE.com to just click on that link and get an appointment set for the free cancer screenings. Now, what do the screenings entail, Dave? How does that work?
You bet. So we have several screenings that we offer. Skin, prostate, which will include drawing blood for PSAs. They do have the colon cancer screening kits. They'll do BMI, blood pressure, and then there'll be a smoking cessation education and referral to resources.
Okay, so a pretty easy process. How long do the screenings take here, Dave? And you mentioned here setting up appointments. Do folks need to sign anything when they're on site here before they actually officially enter the line?
You bet. So there'll be some paperwork for them to fill out. Most importantly, their name and contact information so that KU can send their results to them. And then there's, you know, the typical forms that in the doctor's office will have you complete. Again, it is completely free, so there's no need to bring your insurance information or anything like that. Start to finish, you're probably looking at 15 to 20 minutes.
Doesn't take long at all. And as far as the personnel that the University of Kansas Cancer Center brings, how many people can you think you can get in and out in that three-hour time period, Dave?
So the prior two times that we posted, we screened 119 people. We don't anticipate it'll be that high this time just because of the registrations. But, you know, our goal is 100.
Okay.
Okay. Dave, this obviously serves a big niche here for the community, and you talked a little bit about, you know, kind of the background for bringing the event here, and this is not the first time that the Masons have had something like this here in town. Why has this become such an important public event here for the Masons to support?
Well, so I think, at least for me personally and for our lodge, you know, there's not one person in the world that hasn't been affected by cancer, whether it's themselves or a loved one or a close friend. And early detection is the key, right? If we can find this in its earliest stages, that's when it's the most curable. And so we, as a lodge, we just felt that you know, it's an awesome community service project. And it's just, we have the opportunity, so we need to take advantage of it.
Well, we hope people do. This is a great service provided by the Masons and the local Mason group here, and this will be at their lodge at 424 Mechanic Street. Now, appointments are required. We will get this information up on our website on the homepage with that link that you can click on and get your appointments logged in and set to go between 9 and noon this Saturday. Open to the public, but again, what a great service provided by the Emporia Masons. Anything we left out here, Dave?
No, I just want to say that there will be an opportunity, I think, for walk-ins. So I want to give you a phone number that folks could call if they don't get registered to see if there's an opening. They'll want to call Brooke, and she's with MCA, and her number is 816-304-2082.
Okay. 816.
Yep, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say, hopefully there'll be some opportunities for walk-ins, and that would be the easiest way to figure that out as opposed to showing up on site and being turned away. We don't want to turn anyone away.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Dave, we'll get this information up here, and best of luck here with this particular venture as it comes up on Saturday. Really appreciate your time here with us to preview.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, and guys, we really appreciate all you do, not only for our events, but for all Emporia events. You guys are the ones that really provide a great service, so thank you.
Well, Dave, thanks. We appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
All right. Great.
Yep, local Emporia Mason Dave Hendricks, and as I mentioned, what a service provided by the Masons. That's free cancer screenings. That's plural. And Dave ran down the list, so Chuck will get this up on our website, and we'll get that link on. So it will make it easy for you to access the website and get your appointment made.
Absolutely. So that'll be coming up here today. Did want to let you know, too, that as we look at our live and local calendar here on KVUE.com, next week's newsmaker slots are wide open.